welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
This is an important month for those of us that are part of this church, in that God's called us to give up a first fruits offering. And in the light of that, each Sunday now we're having two offerings until the end of March. Had one last week, second one this week, and the third and last one is next week, where we have two offerings. And this morning, I went to this story, and I'm sure those of you that know your Bibles will know it well. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd put their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on." And you may think, well, of course, Jesus sees everything. He's God. He's all-seeing, all-powerful, all-knowing. But just this little phrase this morning at the beginning there caught my eye. And it said, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. And Jesus just said to me, as clear as anything this morning, "I still do that, you know." What a thought. Every time we put into an offering, Jesus is sat watching. What's he looking for? The heart of the widow. Because when he sees that, it gives him such pleasure. It gives him such excitement. Many rich people threw in large amounts. That didn't get him excited because God is rich. It wasn't the size of the amount. It was the size of the sacrifice. It's not how much you give. It's how much you've got left. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only the fraction of a penny. We're like somebody putting in £2 in the collection. But for this widow, Jesus said, that was more than all the large amounts put in. Why? Because she gave him faith. How do we know that she gave him faith? Because it says that Jesus said she put in everything, all that she had to live on. So she must have been trusting God, because she had nothing left to live on. Hallelujah. As we take up our offerings today, I just think there's an awesome sense of God, Jesus, if you like, sat down watching. And it's not a legalistic thing. He's just wanting to see our hearts. We're going to take up the ordinary tithes and offerings first in just a second as we carry on worshipping. But let's give according to our hearts. It's not how large. It's according to what we know in our heart. And maybe you're not giving this week. Maybe you're waiting until next week. That's fine. Kate and I are doing that. We're not putting anything in this week. Some of you are putting in some every time, because you like to sow every week into every one. Guess you're sowing more seed, I don't know. Hallelujah. Well, let's take up our ordinary tithes and offerings. Let's just remain standing, can we, as we take up this offering. Hallelujah. And we'll carry on worshipping. Father, that we would have the faith of the widow to give according to our heart, what our heart would say. Not looking at what we're giving, but looking at what we've got left. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just going to give you a word of testimony. This is a bit dangerous. I've been wondering whether I should say this or not. Some of you know this, but I've not shared it on a Sunday. When it came to this first fruits offering, what I had in my heart was to give 10 times more than we gave in the seed offering. And we had absolutely nothing available to be able to do that. In fact, even our savings accounts were cleared out. And so I said, well, Lord, this is what I believe is right. I ask you to provide. And you know, since then, well, I'm well on the way to the amount that God, the amount that I wanted to give to God, if you like. Because over and above what I would normally be expected, just in different ways, one was a gift, one was money back on an electricity bill. But this month, just preparing me ready for next week, not there yet, but a long way there, God has given me £1,700 from nothing to be able to sow in. I'm not there yet, or we're not there yet, Kate and I. We've got a little way to go. But if you're thinking I've not got anything, you've got a whole week yet for God to provide. Okay? Hallelujah. If you're a taxpayer, which will let us reclaim back from the government if you fill them in. I had a check come back from the government, can't remember if it was this week or last week now, for £5,000. So believe me, it's worth it. And if you're giving by plastic, there's a little slip for you to fill in, which you'll probably want to put inside an envelope so that your details are secure. But it's all bagged up in any case. And if you're listening online to this week, there's a little button that says gift. And if you go to there, you can give direct by PayPal if you want to give into the new building offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's carry on worshiping the Lord as we give of our first fruits to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.